feels to me like you're quite a confident person in terms of your sexuality. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Some people are sort of born musical, aren't they?
Mm.
You know, are you like that? Or actually, did it take a while for you to become sexually confident?
Confidence is an interesting thing. I remember feeling sexual from a young age. But I think for a long time, my head was way ahead of my body. You know, I remember being sexual at 12, but looking like a little girl.
Sure.
Really little girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in the space of 12 to 13, I grew up and suddenly I looked 17.
Wow, yeah.
And then everything was kind of playing catch up a bit and all the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, when you're growing up, you know, you experience the power of what it is to be sexual and the effect that you can have on people.
Mm.
I remember sort of flirting with some guy. He was at a family party and he was a lot older, and I was flirting without really wanting anything at all, needed nothing. It was just playing with who I was.
Yeah, sure.
And he said something along the lines of, you know, if you're a bit older, I'd fuck you or something.
Mm.
And it was so threatening. It was a real kind of like, it's like being slapped on the wrist. It's like, you've been bad, step away from that because you don't know what you're doing. You know, you're playing with somebody who is real.
Mm. Can you remember the first person you slept with?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Who was that? What was that like? Look at your face, you're laughing. What was his name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Hmm. Yeah, he was, I think, a year or so older, a couple of years older than me, maybe. He was a very physical sort of person, hugely unreliable, but very sexy, very earthy. It was all right. It wasn't like amazing feelings, and certainly some of the stuff I'd read about it was, you know, women having sex for the first time and finding it the most amazingly orgasmic thing ever. That wasn't the experience for me at all. It was like, oh, okay, so this is it.
Right.
Okay, it's not unpleasant.
Mm.
But it comes from that, I think at that stage he possibly wasn't that aware of the clitoris.
Mm.
And so it there was a limited amount of impact for me.
Mm.
And the relationship after that was pretty awful sexually.
Okay.
It was really, I didn't know my, it's weird because I did know my own body. I knew it really, really, really well.
Did you? Okay.
And yet when somebody else became involved in the situation, I just suddenly didn't know how to articulate anything about what felt right, or it almost didn't occur to me. I kind of assumed that they would know somehow.
Yeah.
And then when I actually did at one point decide that, well, I wasn't obviously that kind of person. I wasn't that sort of sexual person.
Wow.
When I was with a guy, which was weird because.
Gosh, that's interesting.
I am.
So you knew yourself sexually on your own.
Yeah.
So you touched yourself.
Yeah.
You were having orgasms yourself.
Oh, yeah. I knew my body extremely well and exactly what worked and what I liked and all this kind of thing.
And then a guy comes along.
Yeah.
And it's a very different thing.
And it's all back to square one and you know, It was a funny kind of disconnect really between me knowing me on my own and then being with somebody. It was almost like it was a different game. A completely different thing.
Mm.
And sex with somebody else was all the rules shifted, and they were supposed to know. It was the sort of cliche that the guy should know what he's doing, which obviously puts horrendous pressure on the guy.
Mm.
Equally as well, he wasn't clearly on a mission to give me an orgasm, particularly. I think he kind of had a few goes and then decided it wasn't going to happen, so he just did what he did for himself.
Yeah.
So it was kind of deeply unsatisfying.
And at that stage, you might have been confident with yourself, but you weren't confident enough to say to him, hey, you, I need some attention here.
It didn't even occur to me. It was really weird. It really didn't. I'm just trying to work out why that would have been. I guess so that is not having the confidence. That is also perhaps not having the frame of reference of two people together like that can be good.
Yeah.
Because I think once you've had it once, then you know what you're aiming for.
Yeah.
But until then, it's like something you read in books.
Yeah.
And not real. Or in a magazine or whatever.
So here's a funny question to ask you, but I really want to ask it. What would you say to that 16-year-old girl now? But or to another girl who thinks, actually, what happens when you have sex is the man just fucks you and that's it.
That makes me feel really sad when you say that. I think it comes down to if you value your body, if you value what it can do, if you know what it can do, then that is something that can be shared with somebody else. And if you don't know what it can do, then exploring the things that can help you find that relationship with yourself would be a really good thing to do.
Is it an instinctive thing? This is a man asking a woman now, right, from a point of naivety. Is it an instinctive thing to do as a woman to find that, you know, exhilarated, alive sense of self?
No, it's not necessarily at all. No.
What was your journey then from Jonathan to... Can you remember the first guy that you were with when you went, it is possible?
Yeah.
Oh, can you? Yeah, so definitely. Who was he?
He was a guy at university who just loved doing what he was doing. He loved sex.
Yeah.
Sort of passionately. Yeah. You know, and he got into it hugely, more so than, the two guys before had liked sex, clearly. They loved it, they wanted to do it, great, as often as possible. But somehow there was the real, this guy wanted to just get into it with his whole body, as it were.
Yeah.
Saying that. But he just loved it. And he adored, everything about it. And he also had and he'd only had one partner before, but he was just a bit of a natural, I guess. He just loved it. He really did. And he knew where the clitoris was, and that made a whole heap of difference.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a complete revelation. It was amazing.
Mm.
Absolutely. That probably still remains some of the best sex I've ever had.
Yeah. Partly because it was the first time, you mean?
Partly, and also because he was very good and he was very visual and we used to talk a lot and fantasising and all those kind of things. But I think actually you can't really compare partners because they're always so different. It's like comparing apples and oranges. It's not,
Yeah.
It's not necessarily applicable. But he was very, very good at what he was doing.
And did he make you good at what you were doing?
I think so.
Have you ever lost your confidence sexually?
I've never lost confidence.
There's something there. There's something there.
I don't know what it is. There was a time when I was at university where I don't know what. See, this is where things get a bit tricky, being quite open about things or being quite sexual. The guys didn't know what to do with me, as it were. They did not know how to be my friend, actually. They couldn't, they wouldn't. They didn't do it. They'd get drunk in the evening, come up and start flirting or, you know, making comments, but they wouldn't be friends, which actually led to me being quite lonely because I was at quite a male orientated, you know, 7-to-1 men to women university.
Okay.
So I get guys coming up and going, oh, you're so sexy kind of thing. It's like, well, fucking great. Come and talk to me during the day.
Yeah.
Let's listen to music. Let's have a cup of tea.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and not, I mean, I still don't really get that because I'm, you know, I'm not the most beautiful woman in the world. There are people who are infinitely more beautiful than me and gorgeous and funny and witty and all those kind of things. So I didn't get why I felt I drew the short straw quite so badly for being sort of who I am.
Okay. But you know that you're a beautiful woman in the truest sense of that word, don't you? Don't you?
I've got a lot to offer somebody. Yeah. And on a good day, I'm, you know, I quite like myself.
But you really want people to, yeah, a cup of tea is a little thing you've said a few times. I'm not saying it's code, but it's important, isn't it? Those little things, the friendship.
Yeah, I think there was a time when I was having sex with people and I was just not engaged. Didn't care. Didn't give a shit about them. No. Didn't give a shit about myself, which is more to the point. And it was some sort of half-cocked attempt to be, I don't know, to feel wanted, to feel somebody was there for me in some respect. This is going back quite a long time. But there's roots of me now in that.
Okay.
And you know, I still don't really get it.
Don't really get yourself.
I still don't get why I've presented such a problem for those guys. I don't understand it. And what was it about them, where they were at that point, their sexuality or their... Because I couldn't even say at that point I was particularly good in bed anyway. You know, because I didn't have the confidence. So I don't really understand it at all.
When you said they couldn't handle you, do you mean that they couldn't... So you said that and then you said, well, come and have, you know, let's get to know each other during the day. Let's have a chat. That's two different things. I'm hearing two different things. One is they couldn't even handle me, like you were too much for them. And the other one is they didn't want to get to know me. Are they different things in your head as well, or is that?
Yeah, I think a large amount of that time I just wanted to be held. And actually an older man, older guy might have noticed what was going on and just said, no, we're not going to have sex. I'm just going to hold you all night, which would have been right. You know, that's what I would have wanted.
Okay.
And there was a time when, you know, I was with some guy and it was one of those kind of disengaged brain sort of things. and we were back at his room, I think, and, you know, he'd sort of taken my blouse off, shirt off, whatever. And then something in my face made him stop, because he just suddenly stopped dead, and he just rebuttoned it and just stopped right in the middle of it. So I don't know what was on my face. I don't know what I was thinking. You know, I don't know what my expression was.
And did he hold you?
No, he didn't, but he stopped.
Okay.
Which was almost as good. Because it's just like something about the male-female dynamic at that point. I just didn't really have, I don't know, it was sort of, it was an acquiescence to, if I don't know, maybe if I wanted a man in my life, then that's what I'd have to take or put up with or something. I don't know. I don't know. But then it was after that, it was the guy who I discovered sex with. Because bear in mind as well, that at this point, you know, I'd never had great sex with anybody.
No, okay.
So actually, perhaps I really didn't know what I was missing.
No, okay.
So in terms of settling for some random fuck.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
Yeah. I think it's a real shame, I think for women particularly, that the body becomes a bit of a battleground, their own body becomes a battleground for stuff that's going on elsewhere. I mean, it's like self-harming, it's like taking too many drugs or drinking too much or fucking as opposed to making love with somebody. It's just about somehow inflicting something onto yourself that you don't want or need, but you think you do. Something that sort of, you know, it's like the come down after a drug or the hangover after a night drinking, you know, the feeling of having sex with somebody and thinking afterwards, yeah, and why don't you just go now? You know, it's the same thing. It's the same kind of damage. And so it's, you know, what actually is really needed in that situation, and it's not drink and it's not drugs and it's not sex, it's something else.
What is it?
Well, yeah,
what was it for you anyway?
For me, it was just needing to be held and have somebody close and listen. The thing is as well, emotional maturity comes with age, generally.
Unfortunately, there's no
by definition. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, the thing is, everybody's always learnt. You know, there's always that trial and error, that experimentation, the bad relationships, the relationships where you're not satisfied, the relationships where you hurt somebody, not necessarily physically, but mentally. And that's all part of the process of knowing ultimately what you won't accept and what you deserve. But I think that I deserve thing needs to kick in, because if it doesn't, then you always end up taking stuff that is unworthy of, you know, who you are.
So when this guy came along, can we come back to this, the guy who knew what he was doing and who was passionate about sex? Did you just get lucky then? Or was that, what drew you to him? What was it? Can you remember?
We were friends for a while. I felt very comfortable with him.
Okay.
And then one day, you know, when we came to saying goodbye, he just gave me a kiss on the lips. Sort of a really lovely, gentle, lingering one. He said, oh, sorry, just felt right. And it did.
Okay.
And that was the sort of difference. It was feeling right.
So he was friends with you?
Yeah.
You did spend time in the daytime with him first?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he was the one who you had amazing sex with?
Yeah.
What a great story.
It's the people that I've really engaged with mentally that have been able to be the best lovers that I've ever had because they know me. And I think in order to give somebody what they want physically, you need to know them. I mean, you know, you can get lucky.
Sure.
I had, you know, a really lovely partner and the sex was great. And I said, you know, how are you doing that? And he says, oh, I don't know, I think our bits just fit. And there is that element.
Yeah, of course.
Biology.
Yeah.
You know, anatomy.
Yeah.
But then he was also a very sweet, gentle kind of guy, so...
Hmm.
And I guess, you know, we're also friends. It's that safe space. It's about creating the right kind of... I mean, sex can be dangerous and sex can be all those kind of things, and that's part of the pleasure of it. But ultimately, I think around all of that, you know, it's you've got to feel safe.
Mm.
Yeah, it is. It is about it's about valuing yourself and your partner, but valuing yourself first.
Mm.
Respecting yourself and self-esteem and self-confidence, self. Love yourself before you can let anybody else love you.
Your face has completely changed, you know that?
I know.
Through the course of this conversation.
I feel it.